Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in, and those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for listening in to the show as well. I've been running trying to get ready for the show this morning. I really didn't know what I was going to talk about this morning, but after the help of a few people and the weather from last night, I wanted to do something on superstitions. Okay? 818-301-5834. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, tell me about some of your superstitions. Okay? But before we get started, just wanted to say I hope you guys had a fun and safe weekend, fun and safe holiday on yesterday. Hope you guys are back to work all bushy-eyed and what do you call it? Fuzzy-tailed and bushy-eyed or something like that. And bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Okay, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning at work, and I hope you guys do a great job for your job, okay? And today is going to be nice and sunny with the highs of the upper 80s today, so you should have a great day today, even after work. If you want to play some more, I think you can get outside and do some more things today after work if you want to, and things should be good as far as the weather goes, okay? So, this is going to be a short week. You only have 4 days to work. 4 8-hour days is not much at all, guys. You can get through these 8 hours with standing on your head. So, go ahead and do a good job for your employer, or if you're self-employed, do a great job for yourself. Okay, and take care of your family. All right. So, let's see. Again, I'm your host Frank Williams, and I've had a great weekend. I think I was on the grill every day this weekend. Saturday evening I was on the grill. Sunday evening I was on the grill, and yesterday I was on the grill. So every day, all weekend, I cooked outdoors. Didn't do much as far as getting out and going to someone else's house for any kind of fun or anything like that. I stayed at home. So that you know that was a good thing. Okay, wanted to be home with my kids. My daughter came home for the weekend from school and we had a great time. But anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Now, today's episode is called Superstitious. Okay? Superstitious with question marks. So, now, are you guys superstitious? Or do you have, that means you are, if you have some type of superstition that you follow or that you believe in, then you are superstitious, okay? I have somewhat of a melancholy personality where I like things a certain way. I like to do things, I like structure, okay? I like to do things a certain way and have things go my way. And I don't know if that's a superstition, but, I like to have a pattern of how I do things. When I take a shower, I do it in a pattern, you know. I don't just get in there and wash and wash and wash and wash and be done. I have a pattern that I do when I take a shower, and I think that's my personality, my melancholy personality. Okay, but superstition Superstitions are, and I'm what I'm doing here, I'm pulling up the meaning of superstition. Superstition is a noun. It means that excessively credulous belief in and reverence for supernatural beings. Okay? A widely held but unjustified belief in supernatural causation leading to certain consequences of an action or event, or a practice based on such a belief. Okay, when they put it in a sentence, she touched her locket for luck, a superstition she had had since childhood. Now, I don't know if I have any, you know, superstitions. I mean, superstition is a noun, okay? So understand that. But I don't know if I have any superstitions that I have with me since I was a kid. Maybe something that, you know, the family taught me. I know when I used to go fishing with my granddad and my grandmother, when I was growing up, my granddad, and this will tell you the sign of the times, because when I was growing up, we used to go down to Pensacola, Florida. Some of you guys may know about this. We used to go to Pensacola, Florida, and we used to fish off these fishing piers that stuck way out in the water. And you fished on these fishing piers. You went down there and you found your spot on the pier. You set up and you fished there. And we used to fish for 3 days, two nights and 3 days. We fish all day, all night, the next day, all night. But something that was funny to me, watching my granddad, and my granddad was probably one of the best fishermen that I knew. We used to fish with shrimp as our bait, okay? And that's the sign of the times, because we used to buy pounds of shrimp at the market, and we weren't eating them. We were fishing with them, raw shrimp, okay? That's what they like. So that's what we fished with, was raw shrimp. But shrimp was so cheap back then and so plentiful that we could go in the supermarket and buy pounds of it and take it and have bait for the whole 3 days of fishing. All right, we used to fish with shrimp, medium-sized shrimp. Okay, if you know what a fishing hook looks like, we used to unpeel the shrimp, peel the scale off the shrimp, and then we used to hook it from the front through there and have a little point, the point of the hook sticking out of the tail. And that's what we fish with. We throw that out in the water, let it sink, and that's what we fish with. And we catch coolers and coolers of fish. All right? And so, but the superstition I'm talking about, I'm sorry about that, guys. I don't know. My phone just, everything just went out. But I'm back. Okay, so what I was saying was that my granddad, he put his shrimp on his hook, and then he literally spit on the shrimp. He spit on it, and then he threw it out in the water. I'm like, what's up with that? I mean, you know, granddad, why'd you do that? He said he spit on it, and that would make it sweet tasting to the fish. That was his superstition. Okay, it wasn't mine. That was his. But I grabbed it. I picked up on it because he's catching fish. So I thought, phew, this 100% is true. I'd spit on mine, throw it out there, and I'd catch him. Okay, and hey, who knows? All right? Who knows? But that's what he did. That's what I did. And we catch fish. Okay? So, you know, that was one of our superstitions. If you have a superstition, call into the show and let me know. 818-301-5834. Now, last night, those of you that live in the Atlanta area, in some of the suburbs of Atlanta, there was this rumbling, sound like someone shaking the house, thunder going on last night. I mean, it was heavy duty. It was like, and the vibration would last for a couple of minutes, you know, and it was just on and on. And you know, as when I went outside this morning, I find out that there wasn't really a lot of rain. It was just the thunder and the lightning. You know, thunder and lightning storm, I guess. It wasn't, you know, the rain wasn't there. Because as I went out to pull in some things that I left outside last night, they weren't wet at all. So it's weird how that happens. I mean, it was thundering so hard. I don't know if I've ever in my lifetime have heard thunder so intense. I don't think I ever have. Okay? I don't think I've ever heard the thunder so intense. And, you know, I mean, it was just there. And, you know, more superstitions about that is that when it's thundering and lightning outside, I know when I was growing up, we were told to get off the phone when it's thundering and lightning. Okay? I know one time, and this is a true story, my sister, one guy that ended up being her husband for a while, he was on the phone one time, and we were at his house, just he and I. We were at his house. He was on the phone, and it was lightning. It was storming that day, and ka-cha! The lightning hit, and it hit the phone line, and it came through, and like a big pow in the phone, pow. And his ear bled, and I believe it hurt his eardrum. And we didn't go to the emergency or anything at that time. I think he did later, but I went home. But you know, that's a superstition that I believe is warranted. And that means that you should adhere to that superstition as far as being on the phone, you know, at a time when it's, you know, storming and lightning outside. The lightning is the key. And, you know, back then we had phones that weren't wireless. You know, they had these cords on them and they were connected to the wall. And that's how we communicated with our phones. And but now you got everything's wireless, you know, you got these cell phones and all this. And I still believe that if you're on the phone, if you're on a cell phone, talking on a cell phone with the lightning and thunderstorm, I still believe that lightning can strike the cell phone tower that you're using. Okay? Whenever you use your cell phone, it links to a tower that's near you. And that's how you communicate. So if there's a thunder and lightning storm and you're on your cell phone and lightning hits that cell tower, I believe that could cause damage. All right? So try not to use your cell phone when you're in these lightning and thunderstorms. Okay? Or if you have to, I mean, if it's an emergency, of course, try it. But if not, and try to stay off the phone until you can get, until the storm passes or what have you. But that's another superstition. I know you guys know the superstition of the black cat running across the street or in front of you or across the street in front of your car. I don't know if it's from left to right or right to left. I don't know what the bad thing is. But black cat superstition, that's another thing. I think that, you know, people that are sweeping, you know, using a broom to sweep the floor. And if you got people sitting down or what have you and you sweep across their feet, I think it's bad luck to do that. That's another superstition that I don't necessarily believe in, but that's something that a lot of people believe in, the sweeping your feet with the broom thing. Also, ladies, putting your purse on the floor, not putting your purse on the floor. Say if you put your purse on the floor, you know, you're going to be broke or something like that. So you see a lot of ladies that don't put their purses on the floor, all right? Then you see a lot of them that do put their purses on the floor. They don't care what it is. They aren't with that superstition, okay? But being superstitious, I don't feel it's a bad thing. You know, I feel like there are some things that you feel superstitious about that are actually really true. I believe there are supernatural things that happen. I believe there are things that happen sometimes, and they're totally against your superstition, okay? Or they fall in the path of your superstition, all right? So don't let people put down your superstition. You know, there are guys in sports, you know, you see these professional sports guys that say, I'm not going to shave my beard until we win a game. Or, I wear this same baseball helmet, you know, all the time. I've been wearing it since I was a rookie in the league. And it's all dirty and grimy and all, and hadn't been cleaned up. But that's what he wants. That's what he wants to wear. He feels like that's something that makes him work better, okay? So that's, you know, that's a superstition. And I know you guys have plenty of superstitions. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. We got about 6 minutes left in the show, guys. We're talking about, and see, some people just now joining the show, we're talking about superstitions. Or being superstitious. What are your superstitions? What is something that you're superstitious about, and you feel strongly about it? Maybe you've had this superstition with you since you were a young kid, or maybe it's something that you just picked up on a few years ago. And you follow that. But at any rate, I believe pretty much everyone has some type of superstitious belief or some type of superstition that they believe in. Okay? Because there's a, you know, like I said, I'm kind of anal with some of the things that I do sometimes with my melancholy attitude or my melancholy personality. But I know when I was in high school and playing basketball in high school, during the season, I had a, you know, I used to wear a wristband on my right arm, and it was like, just above my wrist, and I used to believe that if I wore this wristband, that during the game, if I looked at that wristband while I was in the game, that when I go to the free throw line, I wouldn't miss a shot because I had this wristband on. And, you know, the thing started to get dirty because it was a white wristband, and it started to get dirty over the course of the season. But I continued to wear it, and I kept it at school all the time, and I continued to wear it, you know, in every game. And that there, you know, there wasn't a lot of free throws that I missed. So I felt like that wristband helped me. So I used to wear it all the time. I wore it in practice, in the games, and, you know, that was it. I didn't wear it around school or nothing like that, or wore it home or kept it on 24/7. I only wore it when I had that basketball in my hand and practicing or playing in a game. So that's another superstition that I had. Now, you got guys in professional sports that, you know, that do all sorts of things as a superstition that they believe in that helps them. So it's not uncommon. Y'all with me? I'm sure it's some weird things out there that you wouldn't believe, that I wouldn't believe, but there are all types of superstitions out there. Okay? And we gotta, you know, sometimes, you know, people take them to the extreme. And you know, if they have that, you know, that kind of belief in that, then hey, more power to them. But I believe that some superstitions are really real. I mean, the one that I was telling you about with my granddad spitting on his bait before he threw it out in the water was something that I didn't believe in. But it started to feel that it was true because of the fish that he was catching. I mean, he was catching fish. Okay? So that's, you know, when you have a superstition and then you see it come to fruition, you're like, man, that's pretty wild. So I started doing it, and I started catching fish. And from then on, it's always been a great time when I went fishing with them to Pensacola, Florida. I mean, probably out of, you know, it was me, my granddad, my grandmom, and then they take a friend or two with us. Okay, so it was maybe five people in the car, and we'd go down and we'd fish. Now, I couldn't beat my granddad. I usually beat my grandmom, but she probably beat me more. But that was something that, you know, that I was probably coming up and being, you know, number two. Maybe number three in the bunch coming back home as far as who caught the most fish. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call a certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. 770-732-0244. This Frank, I'm over and I'm out. Have a great day, guys.
I'll be gone for a while.